Chaitanya Bhagavat, 17th chapter. This is the verse 56. Lord Chaitanya is at Nandanacharya's house, hiding there in a type of man or some type of special emotional, deep emotional mood. Prasada Chandanamala Divya Agriad Gandha Chandane Bhushita Kaila Prabhu Rashriyanga. So Nandanacharya, he offered argya and fragrant oil and sandalwood paste and a flower and flower garland to Lord Chaitanya. Flower garland prasad. He decorated Mahaprabhu's body with the sandalwood paste. I guess these were deity naivedya, deity prasad. Karpura tambulani dilena shrimuke bhaktira padartha prabhu khaya nijasuke. He then brought camphor and betel nuts and offered them to the Lord, who happily ate his devotees' offerings. Pasarila dukha prabhu nandana sevai sukriti nandanavasi tambula jogai. Mahaprabhu forgot all his distress by the service of the pious Nandan Acharya, who sat there offering betel nuts. I guess the Lord was eating quite a few of them. Prabhubali, Moravakya Shunaha Nandan, Ajitumi Amare Karibe Sangopan. Mahaprabhu said, O Nandan Acharya, listen to me. Today you should hide me here in your house. Nandana balaye prabhu ebara dushkar kotta lukaiva tumi samsara bitar. Nandan replied, Oh prabhu, this is very difficult. Where can you hide within this world? Kotta lukaiva tumi samsara bitar. And bitar means inside. Inside this samsara, where can you hide? And then he goes on to say, Ridaye takiya na parila lukaite virita karila tama bhakta tata haite jainarila lukaite shira sindhu maj seke mane lukaiva bahira samaj. Mahaprabhu, you could not hide in the hearts of the living entities. The devotees exposed you even from there. How can one who could not hide in the ocean of milk hide in an open society? So Nandanacharya is indicating here that Gaurasundara is actually the source of the Purushavatars, Mahavishnu, Garbhadaksha, and Chiradaksha Vishnu. He's referring to those activities. Nivrindavan Das Thakur speaks or writes, Nandanacharya vakye shuni prabhu hase vachilena nishi prabhu nandana avase. After hearing from Nandanacharya, Acharya vakya, Mahaprabhu smiled and spent that night in Nandanacharya's house. Bhagyavanta nandana ashesha kata range sarvaratri gonaila takurera sange. That fortunate Nandanacharya spent the entire night discussing the unlimited topics of Krishna with the Lord. Ashesh, no end. Ashesh kata ronge. Sarva ratri. That would indeed be a wonderful experience to spend the whole night discussing Hari Kata with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shana praya ghelanisha Krishna kata ras prabhu deki divas harlai parakash. As they relished the rasa, the Krishna kata ras, the entire night passed like a moment. Shana praya, almost like, practically almost like a moment. Shana. Then Mahaprabhu saw that the sun was rising. I guess that's what they say, when you're having fun, time goes very fast. And when you're suffering, time crawls very slowly. So they were enjoying their ras, Krishna Katha ras. They're relishing that sweet mellow of hearing and chanting about Krishna's Nam, Rup, Gun and Leela. And they didn't even know the whole night passed by in less than a moment. Advaitera pratidanda karyatakur sheshi anugraha moni badila prachur. Mahaprabhu punished Advaita in this way by running away. But ultimately he felt great compassion for Advaita. Agya kaila prabhu nandan acharya chahiya ekeshwara shivasa pandite anagya. Mahaprabhu looked at Nandan Acharya and gave him an order. Bring Srivas, Pandit, to your house alone. Satvare Nandanagila Srivasarastan Aila Srivaselana Prabhu Jekane. Nandan Acharya went to Srivas's house and returned with Srivas to meet the Lord. Prabhu Deki Takura Pandita Kande Preme Prabhu Bale Chinta Kichu Nakariha Mane. Seeing Mahaprabhu, the Pandit Srivas began to cry out of love. The Lord said, "Don't worry, Chinta Kichu Na. Chinta Kichu Na. Not even a little bit of anxiety or disturbance you should be in, Srivas. Sadaya hayatanre jigyase apane acharjera bartaka achenat kemane." Out of compassion, Mahaprabhu asked, "Srivas, tell me, how is Advaita Acharya doing?" It's a very common activity in lovers' quarrels, prem kalaha. If Radharani become angry or Radharani becomes angry with Krishna, generally happens like that. Shows some jealous anger, man, virava, then she runs away or Krishna won't let Krishna meet her. So then they go to their separate kunjas, hiding places, and hide from each other. But then they send dutis, messengers, back and forth to find out what's going on. So Krishna will send one Manjari Sakhi, some Kinkari, to go and check on Radharani, then come back, what's the report? She's speaking anything about me? What's she doing? Then Radharani sends a Kinkari, although they don't know, she won't meet and she won't talk. She wants to meet Krishna by Krishna Katha Ras or Radha Katha Ras, Radha Ras Sudanidhi. They're both relishing the sweetness of each other's katha, but they refuse to meet. So then the duty returns to Krishna, and then Krishna says, "What's Radharani doing?" So Radharani, she's getting rid of anything she has black, she's getting rid of. Anything black, she's throwing out and getting rid of. And she doesn't want to see anything anywhere black. Her blue sari, she's thrown it in the Jamuna. Now she's wearing a red sari. And the kajal around her eyes, she's washed it off and put camphor there to cool her eyes. And the black mustard on her chin, she's washed that off. And then Krishna says, "Well, what do you mean? How can, but Radharani, there's so many black things in Vrindavan. How is Radharani going to forget me? Wherever she looks in Vrindavan, she's going to see me. So then she'll be thinking of me and then she won't be able to forget me, because the message she sent to me is, 'Get out from here. I don't want to see you. I don't want to meet you or speak to you. I've forgotten all about you.'" So Krishna is asking his messenger, how will she be able to forget about me? There's so many things here to remind her. Vrindavan is full of black things. So then the mantra goes on and says, "Yes, I know, Shamsundar, those tamal trees, so many tamal kandi and tamal forest everywhere, but she sent out many sakis and they've gone all over Braj and they've painted the tamal trees, they whitewashed them all. So now they're all whitewashed." Acha. And what about the Yamuna? Said, "Yes, Yes, Shyamasundara, Yamuna is the same color as you are, and it's also called Krishna, or Kalindi, which means black. And whenever Radharani sees it, or she sees that Yamuna, she remembers you. So now she doesn't bathe anymore. She's not bathing. She's going to Manasi Ganga or any place, but not. She doesn't go anywhere near the Yamuna. But now it's monsoon season. It's Sharad season. There's so many Ganasham, so many dark clouds in the sky. Now, what's Radharani going to do? Oh, no, they've solved that. Whenever she's going here and there for bathing or going for Surya Puja, then one of her sakis holds an umbrella above her head. Overhead, a white umbrella. When she looks up, she just sees a white umbrella. But she's not seeing any of those clouds in the sky, so she doesn't have to remember you. That's Sham. And not only that, Sham, she has some sapphire necklaces. So she's thrown those away. She's thrown away those blue sapphires. Now she's wearing pearl necklaces. And Krishna said, what about her bangles? Oh yes, those sapphire bangles. She's also thrown those in Yamuna. Those blue sapphire bangles. Now she's wearing ivory. She's wearing ivory bangles. She really wants to forget me. And then she says, yes, and not only that, if any Sakhi has the name Shamala, or Shamala Sakhi, who is a Surit Sakhi, her friendly party of Radharani often comes to meet her and tell her about you. If anyone gets anywhere near her, Shamala, and they're all told to stay away. She doesn't want to see them or hear their name. No one's allowed to speak their name or anything. So she can't be reminded of you. And sometimes someone may come, and then they mention some word where they say the syllable Ka. They say Ka. Of course, that's the beginning of your name, Ka, Krishna. And Radharani plugs her ears, and she starts chanting, Jaimini, 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 Jaimini. Jaimini, Jaimini. Acha? Krishna says, why is she doing like that? Because if she hears some syllable Ka, then she thinks Krishna, and then that syllable is like a thunderbolt on her head. She's like just like cracking her head like a thunderbolt, so she doesn't want to hear it. So to counteract that thunderbolt of hearing any word which has a syllable K in it, to counteract that thunderbolt, to prevent it from coming on her head, she's calling out the name of this great Rishi, Jaimini Rishi. Because Jaimini, he did some yoga austerities, and he had the power to control thunderbolts. He has the power to control thunderbolts. If some thunderbolt is coming, he can drive it away, send it somewhere else. So she's invoking his mercy by calling on the sage, Jaimini, Jaimini, please break up these thunderbolts crashing on my head. And as soon as someone says some word, she goes, ha! Stop! So there's no any word with the syllable Ka is not being mentioned around Radharani. And the black deer, before the stag, the black deer, when she would see them, she would always remember you, because their name is Krishnasaramriga. Krishnasaramriga. Mriga means deer. These deer have accepted Krishna as the essence of their lives. And Radharani, she's also Krishnasara. But the Sakhis have gone out with bamboo sticks and they've beaten all these deer, chased them away. Because they always come to, they smell Radharani's body and they want to come near and lick her body or just to remind her of Krishna. So they, as soon as they come near, then some Manjari sticks, ow, jow, jow! And they chase these Krishnasara Mriga. Not so. But how can she forget me? Because now it's Krishna Paksha. This is the time of the month. There's Shukla Paksha. This is Krishna Paksha. So every day when the Brahmins, they come and they announce the day in Vrishabhanu's palace, then they're going to say, today is Krishna Paksha Dvitiya. Today is Krishna Paksha Tritiya. Today is Krishna Paksha Chaturthi. So she's going to hear this sound. It's Krishna. So how is she going to stop these Brahmins? Oh, we've already taken care of that. Lalita talked to Vrishabhanu Maharaj and ordered him that he has to tell all the Brahmins to take 2 weeks vacation. So all the Brahmins have taken 2 week vacation, so they're not announcing the day every day, Krishna Paksha Ekam, Krishna Paksha Dvitiya. So this way she's not hearing anything about Krishna Paksha. And in 15 days they'll come back from their vacation, then it will be Shukla Paksha. Shukla Paksha, Vishukla Paksha, Ekam Dvitiya, Tritiya, etc. So she doesn't have to worry. Oh, Madharani's really going out of her way to forget anything black and not think of anything black. So, and this way, Advaitacharya and Mahaprabhu were having some type of lover's quarrel, but Advaita is asking Srivas, because Srivas is meeting every day with Advaita. They're still, life is going on. They're still having their kirtans, evening kirtans. And Acharya, Advaitacharya is still Nada, he's still giving class in Bhagavad Pad and everyone's listening. So, privately, secretly, alone, Mahaprabhu sent Nandanacharya as a duty. He's acting like a duty, a messenger, duty. And he's gone as a messenger on behalf of Radharani or Krishna, whomever, Radha Krishna Yugal, Mahaprabhu. And then Srivas comes and he says, "What's the news?" So then Srivas, Aro Bartalaha Bali Pandit Srivas Acharjera Kali Prabhu Haila Upavas. "You're asking for more news, Mahaprabhu? Yesterday Acharya fasted. Achibari Achi Prabhu Sabe Deha Matra Darashana Diyatari Karaha Kritharta." These are all the statements of Srivas reporting the news to Mahaprabhu. "Acharya is surviving only because he is destined to. Please show him yourself and save him. Anya jana hoilaki amare sahi tomarase sabai jivan prabhu vahi toma bina kali prabhu sabara jivan mahashocha vasilama acheki karan jena danda kari la vachana anurup ekane as siya hao prasada samug." Srivas continues, "If someone else had punished Advaita, would we have tolerated it? O Lord, you alone are our life and soul. Yesterday in lamentation we thought that without you, O Lord, why should we maintain our lives? You have given punishment like you said you would, but now please come and show your mercy." Shiva sera vachana shuni ya kripa mai chalila charja prati haila sadai. After hearing Srivas's words, Kripa mai Mahaprabhu, the most merciful Lord, went to see Advaitacharya. Murcha gata asi prabhu deki acharjera mahaparadihena mani apanari. Mahaprabhu came and found that Advaita was practically unconscious. Advaita considered himself a great offender. Prasade haiya mata bule ahankare pahiya prabhura danda kampadeha bhari. After previously receiving Mahaprabhu's mercy, Advaita would wander about like an intoxicated person, intoxicated with pride. But after being punished by the Lord, his body was trembling. Kampadeha bhari. This is all, of course, Achintya Leela. Dekiya sadhaya prabhu balaye utar utaha charja hera ami vishwambar. Seeing his condition, the merciful Mahaprabhu said, "O Acharya, get up and see. It is I, Vishwambar." Lajaya advaita kichu nabale vachan prema jogi mane chinte prabhura charan. Advaita was ashamed to say anything. In ecstatic love, he meditated on the Lord's lotus feet. Prem joge mane chinte prabhura charan. So his prem yogi mane, his consciousness, his mind and consciousness were joined in prem. Mind was saturated with prem, meditating on the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. But still he wasn't moving, was like unconscious, but now he was somewhat conscious and meditating. Arabara bhali prabhu hutaha acharya chintanahi uti kar apanara karya. Mahaprabhu again said, get up, Acharya, don't worry, get up and perform your duties. And Advaita speaks for some verses. Advaita balaye prabhu karaila karya jate kichu balamorai sava prabhu bhaya more tumi nirantara lau jau kumati ahankara dia more karau durgati sabakari utam dijach dasya bhav amare dijacha prabhu jata kichurag lajao amit apane danda karaha apane mukheka balatume kara aramane pranadana deyaman savatumi mor tave mora duka dhao takaralitor inakara prabhu mori dasya bhavadiya charane rakaha dasi nandana kariya. O Mahaprabhu, you inspired me to act the way I did. Waita said, whatever you are saying to me now is all an external show. You always treat me in such a way that I become proud, and as a result, I suffer. O Lord, you have awarded everyone else the topmost mood of service. Diyacha dasya bhav. But you show me reverence. You yourself inspire me, and then you punish me. You speak one thing and think another. You are my life, wealth, body, and mind, yet still you give me misery. This is your opulence. O Lord, please give me the mood of service and keep me at your feet as the son of your maidservant. Charane rakaha dasi nandana karaya. Advaita said, the punishment that was awarded to me for the unauthorized activities of considering all the devotees my servants and receiving respect from the people of this world is just an indication of my misfortune. It is simply the opulence of your mercy that you have awarded me distress, even though you have already taken everything away from me. My only request, Mahaprabhu, is that you refrain from this and always see me as your servant. As the maidservant's sons live in the house of an opulent householders, you should also consider me your servant. This is my request. It's amazing. In this world, everybody wants to be the Lord. Everybody wants to be honored and bowed down to and worship and distinction, prophet adoration, distinction, fame, name, fame. And who wouldn't want to be God? Everyone's trying in their own way to be the controller, be the proprietor, be the enjoyer of whatever little bit they have. And Advaita is Mahavishnu, Sadashiv, Mahavishnu. So he owns the whole universe. And of course he was the senior most Vaishnava in the assembly and a very famous Acharya and Guru in Navadvipa. So many people, he had so many followers and so many disciples. Advaita Sampradaya started with him. And they're always offering obeisances and showing respect. But he didn't want to, and Advaita has it all. He doesn't want it. I want to be recognized. I want Dasya Bhav. I want Dasya Bhav. Sabakari Utam. You're giving everyone this topmost thing, but what about me? You keep regarding me as a senior pundit, like you keep looking at me and showing me respect like a grandfather, and always bow down to me and touch my feet. But my Lord, you are my Lord. I am not your Lord. You're my master, I'm your servant, but why are you treating me like the master and letting everyone else treat me like the master? This is a curse on me. This is not fortune, this is misfortune. So Vaitacharya is showing as the, and he's the origin of all the living entities. All the jivas in this world, they emanate from Advaita, Mahavishnu. So they got stuck over here in this material world, so Mahavishnu came as Advaita to pray on our behalf, like a lawyer representing our case. And Advaita came to represent the case of all the conditioned souls. And the case itself was heard in the court in Navadvipa court. And the judge is Lord Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. So now he's saying, I want to be a servant. So see the position of a servant. Charane Raka Dasi Nandana Karya. I just want to be keep me at the feet of the son of your maidservant. Now Mahaprabhu will speak so many verses. Shunya Dvaita Vakya Sri Gaura Sundar Advaitere Kahe Sarva Vaishnava Gochara. On hearing Advaita's Vakya, his words, Sri Gaura Sundar spoke to him in front of all the Vaishnavas, because Mahaprabhu was hiding, at least for one night, in Nandanacharya's house, and Advaita was in his own house in Mayapur, or maybe staying with Shivas. And then Shivas gave the news to Mahaprabhu. Then Mahaprabhu went to see Advaitacharya. It doesn't say where he was, but it seems that all the Vaishnavas are there, so maybe it was Shivas Sangam. So it's a public assembly. It's not just Haridas and Nityananda. It's not just Nandanacharya. It's Lord Chaitanya. It's the two lovers. It's a public display, a public exchange for everyone to hear. These words that Gaura Sundar speaks are not just privately spoken to Advaita, they're being spoken to the entire assembly, all the Bhaktagan, Bhagavatgan. Shuna Shuna Acharya Tamara Tattva Kai Vyavahara Drishtanta Dekahat Tumi E. Rajapatra Rajasthane Chalaye Jakan Dwari Praharira Sava Kare Nivedhan Mahapatra Jari Gocharya Rajasthan Jivyalai Dile Rahe Goshtira Jivan Jai Mahapatra Stane Kare Nivedhan Rajagya Haila Katte Se Savajan. Gaura Sundar spoke to Advaita. Listen, Shuna Shuna Advaita. Listen, Acharya. I'm telling the truth. Just consider this example that I'm narrating. Tamara Tattva Kai. I'm telling you the tattva. I'm speaking the truth, the actual tattva. Advaita tattva. Vishnu tattva. When a royal administrator goes before the king, the guards of the king place a request before him. And when the royal administrator meets the king and conveys the guards' request, he collects their wages and then distributes them to the guards, who along with the families survive on that. If such a royal administrator before whom the guards place the request makes an offense, and by the order of the king, those same guards do not hesitate to execute him. Beautiful statement. When the chief administrator sees the king, the guards put in a word, basically. They meet the administrator and say, listen, you're representing us. The guards are working for the administrator, but the money is coming from the king. Everyone's wages are coming from the king. Although the immediate employer of the guards is the administrator. So the administrator says, I'm going to meet the king. And they say, oh, excuse me, can you do us a favor? Can you ask for a raise for us? Like the Brahmin was going to meet Lord Narayan. And he met the cobbler. I guess it was Narada Rishi. Narada Muni was going to meet Narayan. And he met a Brahmin and he met a cobbler. And they both asked him, well, maybe you can, when you see our Lord, we're both Vishnu Bhaktas, Narayan Bhaktas, you can ask him when we're coming to see him, when we'll be liberated from here. So on behalf of those two devotees, Narada Muni asked Narayan to put in that question. So the administrator, he asks for it and collects some wages. So after the administrator conveys the guards' request before the king and he collects their wages, he distributes them among the guards who maintain their family members with those wages. If such an influential person commits any offense to the king, then by the order of the king, those same guards do not hesitate to take his life. So the guards ask him, and I guess actually the guards are working for the king, but maybe he's a treasurer of the king, so they ask the treasurer. They're afraid to ask the king directly, so they ask indirectly. But they're actually working for the king. So one minute they're taking a favor from the administrator and treating him like a friend. Next minute, the king orders them to kill the administrator, then they kill the administrator, forget about their friendship. So then, Lord Chaitanya says, Savaraja Bharade Jemaha Patrere Aparade Sabyahate Tare Shastikare Hemate Krishna Maharaja Rajeshwar Karta Harta Brahma Shiva Jahara Kinkar Shastiyari Karite Odiya Chena Shakti Shastikari Leokeha Nakare Dvirukti. So Lord Chaitanya is again explaining this analogy, he's speaking to Advaita. On one hand, the royal administrator is entrusted with the responsibility of ruling the kingdom. On the other hand, he's killed for his offense. In the same way, Krishna is the king of kings, while Brahma and Shiva, the creator and annihilator, are his servants. Srishti Adhikarite, he gives the power to create, so if he awards punishment, no one can protest. Ramadi Bhavadiyo Krishna Dandapai Prabhu Seva Keradosha Shamaye Sadai. Goes on. Aparada Deki Krishna Jara Shasti Kare Janmi Janmi Dasase Balila Tamare Utiya Karahasnan Kara Aradhan Nahika Tamara Chinta Karahavojan. Mahaprabhu continues. Consorts like Lakshmi and personalities like Shiva also receive punishment from Krishna. Yet the Lord always forgives the offenses of his servants. If Krishna punishes one for his offense, then I tell you that he is a servant of Krishna birth after birth. Get up, take a bath, and perform your worship. Then take your meal without anxiety. So, and this loving exchange is prema kala, transcendental loving exchange. This is adhyatmik vichar. It's totally adhidaivik vichar. It's just the story, what the lila, what it is between the Lord and his devotees and his eternal associates. What we can draw from it is attraction and purification. And you can some lesson also about the mercy, transcendental. A transcendental authority is not the same as a material authority. We have the principle, even in Christianity, forgive and forget. So, but firstly, Lord Chaitanya cites the example of the king and the administrator. And the administrator, if he somehow, in the execution of his duties, he offends the king, then the guards that he's representing, then maybe they'll kill him. So that king can do like that. But then Lord Chaitanya contrasts the material king with the king of all kings, that Krishna is the king of all kings. So if he gives orders and one of his servants disobeys or makes a mistake, he doesn't kill him. He doesn't order him to be killed. He forgives him. If Krishna does punish, even if he does punish for his offense, he doesn't kill him, and he still continues to serve him life after life, birth after birth. So, because Advaitacharya was saying that you're treating me like God and I just want to be your servant. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, everybody gets punishment from Krishna. Even Lakshmi gets punishment, Shiva. Yet the Lord always forgives his servants. So I've also punished you, but I've also forgiven you. So that means I'm also the Lord, and you're my servant, so I've forgiven you. That means you're my servant, because I haven't killed you. Demons, I punish them and finish them off. Don't see them anymore. They're merged in my effulgence. No one sees or hears about them anymore. But if I punish my servant, I continue to see him. I continue to associate with him. So this is what Krishna does, and I am that same Krishna. If Krishna punishes one for his offense, then I tell you that he is a servant of Krishna birth after birth. In other words, tatastu Advaita, whatever you ask to be, have dasya bhava, be my servant. By this exchange, I'm telling you that I've been accepting you. You are my eternal servant, life after life. So now that's settled. Get up, take a bath, and perform your worship. Then eat something, because he's been fasting. So Lord Chaitanya is well aware of that, because I was told to him by the the informer, Srivas, told him that. He was fat while Lord Chaitanya was staying up the whole night. Lord Chaitanya was staying up the whole night hearing Krishna Kadal Ras with Nanda and Acharya. And Vaitacharya was also staying up the whole night. But he was fasting. Because when you fast, it's hard to sleep. So he was anxiety, lamentation, shochan. He was great anxiety. So they both stayed up all night. So the Lord knows that he hasn't eaten anything. So he says, listen, go eat something. Become fresh to your puja. Because he hasn't even done his puja. He just collapsed on the ground unconscious. Without Lord Chaitanya, his life is meaningless. He didn't want to sleep. He didn't want to eat. He didn't even want to do puja. What kind of puja? Shalagram puja. And if you don't do Shalagram puja, it's a big offense. And Lord Chaitanya said, that's why he's saying, get up. Now that you're conscious, utiya karasnan kare aradan. Take a bath to your worship, then take your meal with that anxiety. Of course, this is also the niyam. You can't do puja without taking a bath, and you can't eat until you do your puja. So we can learn that in this one verse. Get up, so we wake up, uto, uto. Then we take a bath, snan. Then we do aradhana. Aradhanam sarvesham Vishnu aradhanam tatam param. Vishnu aradhanam. We do aradhanam and worship of the Lord, and then bhojan, mahaprasad govinde, nama brahmani vaishnave. Prabhura vachana shuni advaita ulas dasara shuni adhanda haila parahas. On hearing Mahaprabhu's words, Advaita became joyful. So he was shochan, he was lamenting, he was unhappy. Now he's ulas, advaita ulas. Realizing that he was punished as a servant, he laughed. The Lord was saying, I punish you. Why? Because you're my servant. As Krishna punishes his servants, Krishna even punishes Lakshmi and Shiva and Brahma. Are they not servants of the Lord? Who is a more intimate servant of the Lord, even in Madhurya Bhav, than Lakshmi is being punished, and Shiva and Brahma? So you're being punished. That indicates you're my servant and indicates my love for you. So now he's very happy. Barohas. Barohas. Big laugh. He laughed heavily. Ho, ho, ho. Ekane se balinat Tora takarali nachena Advaita range dia karatali. Advaita exclaimed, now I can say you are my Lord. Then he danced in ecstasy and clapped his hands. Doesn't say that, but it's there in this Bengali. Nachena Advaita range dia karatali. He was dancing and keeping the time. Kara, tal. Tal means beat, and kara means hands. And Karatali, they came. So Dia, he was giving Dia, like dough, he was keeping the beat. He was dancing around, greatly happy. Prabhura avshwasa shuni, anande vival, pasarila pura jata virahasakal. When Avaita heard Mahaprabhu's words of assurance, his ashwas. He was overwhelmed in ecstasy, ananda vival, and he forgot the previous distress he had felt due to separation. Sakala Vaishnava haila parama ananda takane hasena hari dasa nityananda. All the Vaishnavas felt great ecstasy, paramananda. Hari dasa nityananda began to laugh. They were laughing. Esava paramananda lila kataras. Keha keha vanchita haila daiva dhosh. Due to misfortune, some people are deprived of relishing the topics of these most ecstatic pastimes of the Lord. So not everyone is reading the Chaitanya Bhagavat today. Probably very few people. So they're very unfortunate. Daiva dhosh. Daiva dhosh means they have faults imposed by the... Daiva dosh means faults caused by the demigods, which is a poetic way of saying unfortunate. In other words, if you live in some place where there's an earthquake every week, every month, that's a pretty unfortunate place to live. So the devas are causing those difficulties, and literally those faults. The earthquake is a fault. So daiva dosh, it's a way of saying misfortune. So if someone is not relishing the transcendental pastimes of Mahaprabhu and his to associates like Advaitacharya and Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya and Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then he is most unfortunate, so full of faults, faulty person. Alpakari namaniha dasahinam nam apabhage dasanahi kari bhagavan. Vrindavan Das says, I skip one verse. Chaitanyara prema patra shri advaita rai he sampati alpahena bujaye mayai. Shri Advaita Prabhu is a recipient of Lord Chaitanya's love. Due to illusion, some people consider such opulence as insignificant. Do not think that the word servant implies insignificance. Das, dasanam. Mahaprabhu does accept one as a servant. The Lord does accept one as a servant if he is less fortunate. Purport. Ignorant materialistic Mayavadis think that to become Prabhu or Master, Namo Narayan, I am Narayan, in this world is most desirable, because a servant has to suffer like an obedient dog. He's subject to be punished at any time for any reason or no reason, or any cause or no cause, by the Master. Therefore, the Master is always comparatively more respectable position than a servant. Those who have no intelligence to discriminate between the characteristics of Vaikuntha and the characteristics of the material world are certainly unfortunate and devoid of piety. Those unfortunate people consider the ordinary demigods as equal to the devotees of the Lord. Age haya mukti tabe sarva bandhanash tabe sahite parishi krishnaradas. Vrindavan Das says, first one attains liberation, then his material bondage is destroyed, then he becomes a servant of Lord Krishna. Sat Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Nakankshati Samasraveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. Krishna is saying that one has to become free from all the modes of nature, that means liberated. Then he can be mud bhaktim, he can attain devotion to me. Mud bhaktim labhate param, he can attain, become my devotee. Brahma bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kankshati samasarveshu bhuteshu. Brahma bhuta means a Brahman. Living entity becomes Brahman realized, aham brahmasmi. Doesn't hanker, he's joyful, prasanatma, body, mind, soul, joyful, prasanatma, no hankering, lamenting, equal poise, peaceful. Then in that purified state of liberation, he can serve the Lord. So he's saying here that it's not a small thing that people, Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, people criticize, wait, what is this? You're Mahavishnu, you're Sadashiva, you're such a master, a Lord. You're one of the Purushavatars, and you want to be a servant? Ah! What is this servant position? To be servile, be like a dog. You want to be God's dog? Namo Narayan. Rather, it would be Narayan, be the Lord, the Master. So now Vrindavan Das Thakur is saying, you think it's so cheap to be Krishna's master? Any Tom, Dick, and Harry can sign up and get in the school of service. He said, first yet, age mukti, first yet to become liberated. Sarvabhanda nash, then all bondage and attachments to this material world have to be destroyed. Then you can qualify to be Sri Krishna Das. A vakya kare bhashya karera samaj mukta sabha lila tattva kahi Krishna bhaj. Commentators on the scriptures explain that liberated souls worship Krishna, who enjoys transcendental pastimes.